This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. You are now looking at the self-destruction of the alt media and how these publishers are reporting to choose the coronavirus pandemic. Today is Saturday, March 28th. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here for Pandemic.News. And over the last 2 weeks, we have seen a dramatic shift in alt media. And by that, I mean the independent media, which tends to be sort of pro-Trump, pro-liberty, anti-establishment, you know, independent media. Most of them now have shifted to reporting that in their view, they think the coronavirus pandemic is not real. And so the same publishers that a month ago were saying, oh, this is a biological weapon, and it's a depopulation weapon, it's going to destroy humanity. Today they are saying that no one's dying. It's like, what? The fatality rate is really small, they say. And they're being supported by some communist Chinese propaganda that's being pushed out through Stanford and Oxford and other communism-linked universities that are putting out pieces to try to increase the deaths in America and the UK by claiming that the virus isn't killing anyone. So there are professors that are putting out stories in the Wall Street Journal and other places that claim the death rate from the coronavirus is 0.01%, which is 1 in 10,000 people, which is 1/10 the case fatality rate of the seasonal flu. So this whole thing about, oh, the flu was worse, this is actually being pushed by the communists and pushed by the universities and being picked up by independent media or alt media, and it's going to destroy them. And that's my warning for today. And I'm warning all the independent media out there as, you know, as a friend, I suppose, someone who is in the same boat of being independent media. We're used to being censored. We're used to being slandered and smeared and deplatformed and demonetized, but now alt media is destroying itself because alt media will have no credibility remaining after this. After the number of deaths hits 100,000 in the United States, for example, alt media, all those people who said, oh, this is no big deal, oh, it's a hoax, oh, it's a sham, oh, nobody's dying, and so on and so forth, they will all be totally discredited. And I can see exactly where this is going in terms of the narrative. The mainstream media will roll out a series of stories and say, see, the alt media got more people killed because they said it wasn't even real. They're conspiracy theories, they'll say. They're denialism of this pandemic holocaust. This is some of the language you'll hear in a few months. The alt media has to be shut down, and this is why it's good to censor them. This is the narrative you'll hear from the mainstream media. Alt media is dangerous to society. See, they downplayed the severity of this pandemic that killed 100,000 people in America, and they have to be silenced. So that's what's coming. And the alt media is playing right into it. A lot of players, people's names that you know, websites that you know, are falling right into that trap. And they're doing it for mostly two reasons. Number one, there's the anti-vaccine angle on this, which is to say, well, we don't want a mandatory coronavirus vaccine. And I agree with that. But because of that, some of the more vaccine-oriented publishers and broadcasts and personalities are saying, well, therefore, they're going to say that the coronavirus isn't really killing anybody, that it's no big deal because they don't want a mandatory vaccine. So there's the mistake. I mean, just because you don't want a mandatory vaccine, and I don't want one either, doesn't mean you can pretend that people aren't dying in hospitals all over New York City and Chicago and San Francisco and coming up New Orleans and New Jersey and Atlanta, Connecticut, you know, DC, all these places. People are dying in huge numbers. The number of dead and dying in many of those hospitals is so large that doctors and nurses are calling it an apocalypse. They're saying they've never seen anything like it before. Some are crying. Three different U.S. states have called up FEMA begging for help with disposing of all the dead bodies. They've activated what's called a DMORT, which is the Mortuary Assistance Response Team people. Basically, teams of FEMA personnel to show up with large reefer trucks and ship away all the dead bodies. That's happening in America right now. President Trump has reactivated 1 million military soldiers who have medic and healthcare, you know, medicine experience. They've been reactivated off reserve status, called back into active duty because there are so many people dying and the hospitals are overrun. And the military is also building support tents, like medical tents and triage centers in places like New York City. And that's already begun. It's already underway now. And so how can anybody look at that and then say, oh, nobody's dying. This isn't really a big deal. This is just the flu. The flu never causes any of those things that I just mentioned, by the way. This is not the flu. And it's about a month beyond the time that anybody should have been saying that. If you still think this is the flu, you're an idiot. There's no other way to say it. You're just stupid. You know, the world is divided between two types of people. People who can do exponential math and people who can't. And the people who can do exponential math, they know where this is going. They can see it. People who can't do exponential math, they think it's no big deal because, well, as of today, there's only been 2,000 deaths in the United States. And they think it's going to end somehow. It's like, oh, you're going to wake up tomorrow, it's going to vanish. I think Trump said that about a month ago when we had 15 infections. Now we have 115,000 infections. So how's that vanishing act working out for you? How's that vanishing going? Yeah, that's a funny way to make things vanish, to multiply them by, you know, 100,000 or whatever. That's not a vanishing act. That's called exponential growth. But since some people can't understand exponential growth, they imagine that this is not killing anybody somehow. I guess they think that all the doctors and nurses are faking it. They think that all the healthcare personnel all around the world, including in Italy and France and Germany and the UK and Iran, that they're all faking it, I guess. This must be the thinking. They're faking it because they want to play a prank on the world. Ha ha, fooled ya. Right? It's some kind of weird global hospital prank that all the doctors are in on and all the nurses are in and all the so-called dead bodies are faked? Is that what these people believe? Because there's more and more people that I know that are telling me they know people who died from the coronavirus. One person I know knows three people who died already. And one of those three was a very young, very healthy athlete, someone who runs triathlons, by the way. So no, the dead bodies aren't faked. This thing is totally real. And it is, it's very deadly. Anyway, the other reason why alt media is downplaying this is because they think that this whole thing is being faked to bring in medical martial law, tyranny, and take away your freedoms forever and ever. So they don't want any isolation lockdowns. And I have a saying on this, if you oppose the lockdowns, then you support the virus killing millions more. Because the lockdowns are not designed to take away your liberty, they're designed to stop the virus from replicating. The fact that you have to temporarily stay in your house for a few weeks, that's just how you break the cycle of the replication of the virus. But a lot of the pro-liberty people don't understand this. They think this is the end of human freedom. This is it. Oh my God. That they think Donald Trump wants to run your life. And trust me, Donald Trump has no interest in running your life. No interest at all. He doesn't want America under lockdown. He's doing it because it's the only way to survive. And see, people who understand exponential math understand that point. This is how we survive, is we stop the virus from killing millions of people. See, we were on track for 2.16 million deaths by July 4th until Trump started to do the lockdowns and we started to have, you know, flight restrictions. So the course of the trajectory of all this has already been changed. And by my last calculation, Trump's actions, although he was late, at least he took them, his actions have already saved 800,000 lives in America. And by the way, the governors and mayors, you know, Cuomo and Newsom in California and so on, their decisions to lock down their states are also saving lives. No joke. They may end up saving 2 million lives. We might only get out of this with 160,000 deaths. Maybe. I mean, I don't think we're going to have fewer than 100,000 deaths, but we can keep it under a million deaths in the United States if we continue the isolation strategies. But the alt media is out there saying, oh, no lockdowns, no nothing, which means they want millions of people to die. And that's why they will have no credibility when this is all said and done, because they will be the ones who said that nobody died. When you talk about the conspiracy theorists of, you know, Sandy Hook, remember how Alex Jones was sued for saying nobody died at Sandy Hook? Well, now it's like they're saying, well, all these alt media outlets are saying, well, nobody died from the coronavirus. That's insane. That's bonkers. That's totally nuts. So if you want to stay informed and you want the real uncensored truth of all this, keep reading my website, pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, and I'm one of the few voices that's still telling you the truth about all this. And I'm not living in the delusional fairy tale land that many of these other people are living in that really have, I don't know, they're just incapable of psychologically handling the truth here. But I'll give you the truth straight up, because I think you can handle it. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.